Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. On today's program, we have Mary J. Barnett, Library Director, Pat Sleister.
Well, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You guys have a lot of events coming up, but one event that just happened was the author visit. Could you kind of explain a lot of the things she talked about and how great that was she came?
We just had a really fantastic time this morning. Judith Kay, who is an author from Earlham, Iowa, was here, and she talked about the books that she'd written and how she came about being a writer and different things, and I actually am right at this moment reading one of her books, and it's just fantastic. And she probably will be coming back to talk again about one of her nonfiction books, which is kind of about dementia, and so we will have her back again. But we started celebrating our 21st birthday here in this building, and we had birthday cake and coffee and a wonderful time with Judith Kay.
Sounds fantastic. And another thing you guys are doing every Friday is Mommy and Me Story Hour. Could you kind of explain what goes on and how people can maybe show up and get involved?
Yes, we've started this Story Hour every single Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And it's open to any preschooler and their caregiver. And Cass will think of a different topic every Friday, and she'll have something to do and keep them busy. And it's good for those little kids to learn about the library and learn about reading. And they usually have some kind of an activity. So we welcome anybody just to show up that day and enjoy the process.
And then getting into your guys' fall programming on October 18th, Mothers of the Milky Way. What is that about?
We've had Kathy Wilson before. She's a historian from over near Cedar Rapids, and she does lots of programs on Victorian history. And so we've asked her to come on a Saturday morning, the 16th of October, and at 10:30 she will give a program, and it'll probably last about an hour and a half, called Mothers of the Milky Way, and it's about childbirth and child rearing in Victorian times. It'll be as interesting as all the rest of the programs she's given, so we hope people will come and show up.
That sounds fantastic. And then getting in October gets into a more spooky month with Halloween, and you guys got at least one event that goes along with Halloween. Can you explain what that is?
It's going to be our second annual Library Boo Bash. And we have this so the kids can wear their costumes to another place besides downtown for their trick-or-treat. And the girls will come up with a wonderful, not too scary, sort of a haunted library, and the kids can come in with their costumes on and see what's going on, get maybe a little treat. We even have a place that they can have their picture taken, so if they want to plan on that, that's all available. And that would be the 29th of October, probably from 4 until 6 or 7. The time hasn't been definite yet, but plan on your kids stopping there before or after they go downtown trick-or-treating.
Didn't you say something about bringing in costumes or decorations for the library?
Yeah, I almost forgot that. If anybody's got some nice Halloween decorations that they don't want anymore, we would just be delighted to take those off your hands so we can make a really good place for the kids, a fun place, and it takes decorations and lights and all that kind of good stuff. So if you've got anything, we'd love it.
And then moving on to early November, you guys got a program going on, Grief and Grieving. Could you explain a little bit about that?
We have a representative from the local hospice group here in Guthrie Center, and she is going to come and do this program on Grief and Grieving, and it would be start at 6 o'clock at night on November the 9th and probably run until 8 at the longest. Time for discussion and questions. We will also be having a display of all the books that the library has on grief and grieving. So that would be another special time in November.
Moving right along to December, and we kind of think about it, that's kind of far away, but it'll be here before we even know it, let me tell you. And so in December, you guys have Christmas stockings. Again, can you explain what that is?
The past 20 years, the library has had a Festival of Trees, and we decided after 20 years it was time to do something different. So instead of the Festival of Trees this year, we will have a Christmas stocking contest. And we're hoping that people will stop and pick up the template for the size of the stocking here at the library and create your own stocking and then let it be displayed in the library for the month of December. And we will be giving first, second, and third prizes on that. Somebody will judge those. And if somebody wants to donate the stocking to the library, there will be a silent auction on those to raise funds for our friends at the library.
And then one thing you guys had to postpone is your golf tournament for a fundraiser. Can you explain, do you expect to maybe find a different date for that?
We do. We decided things weren't just working quite right this fall, and so we decided to wait until spring. We don't have a date set yet, but we plan to do it again in the spring, and hope that people will come out to the Guthrie Center Golf Course for that.
And then finally, we talked about it. You guys had cake and celebrated, but what does it mean that the library here in Guthrie Center can last 21 years and be a prominent figure in the community?
Oh, this means so much to us. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of people in town that remember the old library and how small and how dark and how non-technology it was. But with the wonderful donations of the people in this county, we were able to build this library. It took us a few years to get it done, but it was a labor of love, and I think we have a really nice facility for the city and all the people here. We're here to serve the public, and we're really proud of our building. And I know it still seems like it's a new library, but we've been here 21 years now, and so we had to do a little bit to celebrate in spite of all the COVID around. And we just hope that people will recognize that we're here and come and use it.
Thank you so much, Pat.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Mary J. Barnett, Library Director Pat Sleister. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.